This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2446, Law of Equal Effort. Do big things without burning out. Part 2 by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to OLD, Optimal Living Daily, where I read articles to you with permission from the authors, but today being a continuation from yesterday. So I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 2445. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part two and continue optimizing your life. Law of Equal Effort. Do big things without burning out. Part two by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. A novice runner will ignore their pacing when it's most important and try to stick to it when it's least important. They'll get caught up in the excitement and run too fast at the starting line, not realizing they just used up everything they need at the end. Or they'll feel their pace slowing on a difficult hill and push themselves to speed up. Both scenarios, especially combined, lead to burnout and poor performance. A better approach is to maintain an equal effort throughout the race, regardless of what happens along the route. When it's early on and everyone's sprinting, hold yourself back and conserve energy. Near the end, deploy that energy while the people around you are slowing down. Most important, don't try to maintain the pace at any cost. Instead, aim for an average speed. If there's a big hill, slow down and take it easy on the way up. It'll take you off pace, but hills don't just go up, they go down too. So push yourself on the downhills when it's easy to make up time. Marathons are a metaphor. You can take the same approach in all areas of life. You don't always control when things will be easy or hard, but you do control how you react to either scenario. Law of equal effort for business. When you start a business, you're signing up for a roller coaster ride. One day everything is going your way, the next, oh my God, this is so hard, I just want to quit. If you're motivated to succeed, it's normal to want to dig in your heels when things get hard. You work longer hours and push your willpower to the brink. But what happens next? We burn out when the hard times keep coming and you're out of gas, or you make it through but have to slow down while things get easy again, which is the best time to make big gains. You end up in a cycle where you're working too hard when you should be slowing down and slacking off when you should be pushing harder. It's not healthy, and it doesn't get you any closer to creating your vision. But what if you do the opposite? What if when times get hard, the uphills, you just keep plugging along with the same effort? You won't make as much headway, but you'll be strong and ready to make massive progress at exactly the moment things become easy again, the downhills. Law of equal effort for relationships. What about building a relationship? Watch any movie with a hint of romance and it's easy to be convinced that when something strains the relationship, it's time to step up and use all your energy to get things back on track. But anyone who's had a long, happy relationship in real life knows that isn't how it works. Wearing yourself out to fix a relationship snuffs out the flame. It makes it hard to enjoy the good times when they return, and that leads to the next crisis, a never-ending cycle. Instead of emptying yourself when things are hard, slow down. Take a calm, measured approach, one that doesn't make things worse, but doesn't try to fix them immediately either. When you get a signal that moods have softened, take it for all it's worth. It's hard to make progress in a relationship when times are hard. Trust is low, feelings are hurt. You go into protection mode. The more you push here, the worse it gets. But if you carefully nurture things back to a good place, you can make tremendous progress during the happy times. You have the energy to pour into the relationship exactly when you can get the most from it. And that progress prevents the next crash. The hard times get further and further apart when the law of equal effort doesn't work. The law of equal effort has served me well, but it's important to note there are times it shouldn't be used. Number one, existential risk. When you're on the brink of collapse, it doesn't work. This could be a major crisis at work, or your husband or wife or business partner is heading out the door right now. When you're in that spot, suck it up and fight. Deal with the consequences of the burnout later. Number two, severe burnout. If you've given it your best effort and you're still exhausted and ready to give up before the end, it's time to take a break. No, you won't stay on pace, but you may at least finish. Trying to fight through an all-encompassing burnout doesn't usually work. And number three, the end is in sight. Equal effort goes out the window once the end is in sight. When you can see the finish line, you don't need to leave anything in the tank for later. Turn it up and let your adrenaline carry you to the end. You'll collapse in exhaustion at the end, but who cares? Final thoughts on the law of equal effort. If you're a highly motivated person, the law of equal effort feels unnatural, even wrong at first. But if you stick with it a while, you'll see it works beautifully for so many areas of life. It works because you're still putting in the same effort, but you're better aligning that effort with life's uncontrollable circumstances, so you're not struggling unnecessarily and screwing up the future. When you apply it right, you stay happy and motivated throughout the process. When you stay happy and motivated, you have a better chance of achieving your goals. You just listened to part two of the post titled Law of Equal Effort, Do Big Things Without Burning Out by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you again to Tyler. As a business owner, running all of our daily podcasts and working every day, I relate most to that metaphor and can definitely relate to what he described on a personal level. The co-founder of the podcast and I talk at least weekly, sometimes talking strategy, growth, sometimes just reflecting on how far we've come and lessons learned along the way. And before reading this article, we actually came up with a similar conclusion. Back when we were working really hard to add more shows to our network, we were both working extra hours, doing whatever we needed to do to keep up with all the additional work. And finally, when we wrapped our heads around all of it and got help with specific tasks and things slowed down, we slowed down a pretty good amount to the point where I think a lot of opportunity was lost. And so do I regret it? It's sort of a yes and no, because staying at that fast pace then would have probably been too much. But again, we missed out on a lot of potential, things we discovered a little too late that likely would have grown the shows. Instead, had we paced a little more in the beginning and then kept that pace in the middle, we might have been able to see the best of both worlds. And like you said, this applies to many different areas of life, so it's important to remember and recalibrate as needed. So see where you might be running a bit too fast in your own life and how to pace yourself. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.